B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show, Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Everybody's here. Roy, Mani, Loren, producer Nicole, who had a hell of a weekend, capped off with a Panthers victory yesterday.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole is at the game. Yeah. Now, I noticed in the pictures, producer Nicole, you were there with a morning show, but it wasn't our morning show.
Were you cheating on us with Ace and TJ?
No, it wasn't them.
No, I was sitting directly next to QCB, who does like a sports show on our Fox station.
Yeah.
And then in front of me was the whole SOC morning show.
Tanner, Jim Slade, who does our traffic, Catherine, who we love. The whole crew was there.
Very
with
cool.
their kids.
I think Tanner brought his kid, and then the rest were significant others.
Nice. It looked fun. It was a great day yesterday. Great Panther victory.
Yeah.
As news broke out again over the weekend that Cam Newton is nowhere near returning yet with his foot injury.
Is it? I heard this over the weekend and I didn't see it on like ESPN or anything, so I don't know if it's true. It was hearsay that he's now considering surgery.
That has come off the table. He's not going to have surgery.
Oh, he's not.
The last report I saw.
Okay.
That was the consideration because he had to decide if he had surgery, then they would take him out for the season.
Yeah.
But he wants his foot to heal naturally, and it's just taking a little longer for it to happen. That's why he doesn't stand on the sidelines. He's got to rest that foot.
How long does it take? I was in a boot for, 3 months?
Yeah, and his injury is unusual, though. Oh. I forget what they call it.
I feel like he's been in that damn boot forever.
Anyway.
Which I get it. I mean, I ruined my foot.
Yourself, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I went to the Renaissance Festival and walked around for 2 hours on a broken foot. And then I went to a Billy Joel concert and stood on a broken foot. I did all the things you're not supposed to do for a broken foot. I did it.
How is it now?
Dude, now my left hip's messed up when I walk.
What a disaster.
Yeah.
See, so you never really,
fully
recovered from it.
No, I'll just take arthritis when I'm 80.
Well, the weekend is over. Your candy hangovers are in full effect on Monday morning after your Halloween weekend. And now, we need a Monday morning song to get us into the mood for the work week.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Producer Nicole dressed up with a whole bunch of friends for a Halloween costume contest on Thursday night. They all went as different Britneys. Producer Nicole was Hot Mess Britney. The Toxic Britney.
Shakehead Britney.
They didn't win, though. You can listen to that story on our podcast. Make sure you have the Kiss 95.1 app on your phone. You can listen to the show commercial and music free after we upload the podcast daily, like around, I don't know, 10 a.m.-ish?
Yeah.
It's a good way for you to get in touch with your inner MRL.
So what is your day in 30 seconds? Go ahead, Mani.
So, this weekend was filled with lots of running around, and I took family pictures on Saturday, Roy. I'm getting a concrete patio built in my backyard, and my wife didn't care. Then suddenly the guy showed up to start doing the work. Then she started caring about how the layout was going to look on the patio.
Oh.
Yeah, my husband does that to me, too.
Yeah, I'm like, babe, I've been working on this since August. You knew I was doing it. I ran the ideas past you. She's like, not specifics, though. So I could tell the guy was kind of like, oh, okay.
Let me know when you two figure it out.
Yeah, he was there working at night. And then I only got tripped up once by the time on Saturday morning. I have an old school radio alarm clock in my bedroom and it's got the, that doesn't advance. Like you have to change the clocks forwards and backwards. And so it said 11:10 and Amanda's like, what time is it, babe? I go, oh, it's 11:10. Let's get Ruby up from her 9 o'clock nap because she naps from 9 to 11 and we're going to go, up to Blakeney, eat, hang out, playground. We got her up at 10:10 instead, so she really only slept 45 minutes.
Oh, was she cranky?
She wasn't cranky. She was just exhausted by 1 o'clock, where normally we could keep going, you know? But I was like, oh, babe, we did the wrong thing. I forgot. I didn't change that clock back.
It didn't affect me this weekend, and I wish it did.
I was tired last night by 7:30.
Me too.
I didn't experience that.
And
wait till you get older.
Yeah, Cash got up at 5 a.m. on Saturday, on Sunday too.
I would feel bad.
Yeah.
I would feel bad.
Yeah. When you get older, I think it feels like for some reason, I don't know why, the change affects you.
Yeah, I don't know. That 5 a.m. like wake up is not polite on a Sunday morning. No. I mean, it was rude.
How about you, Roy?
Yesterday was the longest day ever.
Oh, yeah, it was. You're absolutely right.
Oh, it was? I didn't even know that.
It just felt like
it. Oh, totally. Because when you're looking to get, when you have kids, you have routines. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at the clock and you're like, okay, it's getting dark outside. It's 5:45. I need to start cooking. No, son, it's 4:45. Mm-hmm. You don't need to start cooking.
I think my issue is I was up when the time changed. So I didn't.
Ah. That's awesome. Oh, God, that was fun, too, when you were younger, no kids, out at the bars, and all of a sudden you're like, we get an extra hour to booze.
Let's kill our livers. So I realized that I do something really annoying, and I never knew I did this.
Which is?
We were driving down to Gaffney, where the big peach is, and I didn't realize, but I change the song before the song ends. Like, all the time. Like, I never finish a whole song. And I never noticed it. Like, to me, I go to a point where I'm like, meh, done. And I go to the next. And Sterling brought it up to me. He's like, why do you not just let it finish? You have, like, 30 seconds left. I'm like, I'm done. So I realized that I'm really annoying when I control the car
That's
radio.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Amanda doesn't like when the DJs talk, and I do, like, across the board, no matter if it's a sister station that we own or competition. Like, as soon as the song's over and the DJ starts talking, she changes it. I'm like, whoa. She's like, what? I'm like, I want to know what's going on at their station, what giveaways they have, what they're doing. I need to know.
Yeah.
What about you, Ren?
Friday night, we had trick-or-treating in our neighborhood. Cash did so good. I didn't think he was going to walk that far, but he walked, went up to the doors, knocked on the door, said trick-or-treat and thank you. And
good.
Also tried to go into every house.
Yeah.
And then Saturday and Sunday, our au pair, Elena, was off. This was like her weekend off, but she still sat for us on Saturday night, which was really nice.
Nice.
We snuck in a date night. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I had a big like Martha Stewart day yesterday, made a pot roast and cookies.
Whoa, okay.
And yeah, I started doing my table design for Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All I know is I saw Vera Wang and I was like, oh boy.
And Dallas is so mad at me because we got China for our wedding, but we're having 12 people for Thanksgiving. So we only have a set of 10.
Yeah.
So I ordered two more and he's like, whoa, what are you doing? He's like, this is the first time in 10 years we've used this China and now you're ordering two more.
So did you put away all the Halloween stuff and got all the Thanksgiving stuff out?
No. Well, our Halloween stuff, like I never go that in on Halloween, so okay. Like my Halloween is fall in general.
We took down Halloween yesterday, and while I was putting up the Halloween bins, I took down the Christmas bins.
Mm. Yeah, I started going through Christmas bins too.
So, okay. All right. Let's see. Oh, I know. Let's talk about a good news story to get us started for the week. Right here in North Carolina, some students did something really, really cool up at High Point University. We'll explain what they did, and it'll make you feel good on a Monday morning, coming up in about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
How about a little good news to start you on a Monday?
I need that.
Good. There's a woman named Ebony Macon, and she goes to High Point University right here in North Carolina, and she wanted to buy a car. And she works at the Farmer's Market restaurant there at High Point. And she and her college coworkers bond over their struggles and, their finance issues and everyday conversation. And she mentioned to her coworkers that she was hoping to buy a car.
Yes.
When she did, without her knowing, her coworker sprung into action. Kurt Walker, a sophomore at High Point University, started a GoFundMe for her. Other sophomores, also coworkers, Jack, Luke, and Abby, they all helped with the effort to get her a new car. And on Friday, they happily gave Ebony a check for nearly $6,000. And she was able to get her car.
Okay.
Aww.
Thanks to the kindness that was her coworkers. And they said the reason why they did this is they kind of paid it forward for Ebony because she is the epitome of happiness, kindness, and love. She never complains. She just works and is so kind to everyone. And that is really something amazing to be around all the time. So they decided to pay it forward and give Ebony $6,000 for a car.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
How about the guy from the Washington Nationals? He was in the crowd and the home run ball hit him. Did you guys see this?
No. Did I see sports? No.
So this was this was a game in the World Series, Roy, and the guy was carrying two Bud Lights, giant Bud Light cans, down to his seat in the outfield, and there was a home run. And instead of dropping the cans of Bud Light, the home run ball just hits him in the chest. Like, he sees it coming, like, just blocks the ball with his chest, puts his beers down, and then grabs the baseball. I'll post this up at kiss95.1.com. Bud Light has made him a shirt. Like, he's the new face of Bud Light now.
Oh, that's funny.
He's a shirt, and he was a commercial about not all heroes wear capes. I'll have to show it to you. It's really, really funny stuff.
Yeah, don't spill the Bud Light.
Yeah. And I guess my point is it's only a matter of time till a car dealership up there in High Point finds Ebony Story, you know, because people jump on this on these opportunities now to help each other.
Well, but she's already got a nice $6,000.
Yeah, but I'm sure another car dealership will chip in. Maybe she can get something newer, you know? But anyway. All right, what's coming up in the Dirty, Lorraine? Your first look at Hollywood gossip.
So Lady Gaga, she just landed her next movie role, which she plays a murderer in. I'll tell you more details coming up in the Dirty in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Lady Gaga just landed her next movie role, and the singer will play in a movie about the Gucci family, and specifically the murders of the grandson of the founder of Gucci. Now, she will play the woman who was tried and convicted of planning a murder against her ex-husband, Maurizio Gucci, who had left her for a younger woman and served 18 years in prison. She was also released in 2016, so Lady Gaga will be playing that role.
Cool.
And Katy Perry, she went international for her birthday last week. She turned 35 in Egypt with her fiance, Orlando Bloom. And she had posted on social media, I didn't know this about Egyptians, but in ancient Egypt, she said, when you passed on, they weighed your heart. And your heart had to be lighter than a feather to qualify for a trip to the afterlife.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh.
The more you know.
Nobody made it to the afterlife then.
She also said that her mother called her feathers since she was a little girl. So she hopes she has a light heart. Matthew McConaughey, he turns 50 today. And he has been spreading a little gratitude in Los Angeles to the first responders who are battling the ongoing California wildfires. He teamed up with an organization called Operation Barbecue Relief. And they made hot meals for firefighters and for locals who were displaced into shelters.
You want yours dry or...
Carolina style, dry rub. Is that what you were?
Dry rub or Carolina style? How do you like your wings?
I read that the first time, and I was like, maybe barbecue isn't like the best thing to be serving at that point.
He's like, we got open flames out here.
Were you cooking that barbecue?
You guys are so bad.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, Lorraine.
Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you who's joining the Las Vegas residencies.
Only you two could find the open flame joke. When it comes to cooking the barbecue.
But no, we don't need a grill. Come on.
Hey, we're going to get an update on the high school football picks.
I found out someone lost, and I have a feeling it's me because I didn't pick the greatest teams.
You don't know if you lost. You just know someone lost?
I just know someone's lost.
Oh, good. One person's closer to being handcuffed to me for 24 hours. Stand by.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
High school football pick of the week. We picked teams over the weekend, Friday, and we found out that someone on the show lost. Now, I'm really nervous because, Manny, you're in the bottom of the three here, four on the show.
You're 7-3, Manny.
I have three losses. The rest of you have only one loss.
And the consequence for the two people with the most losses will be handcuffed together for 24 hours. Now, last second, before we went on the air, I changed my team because I had a surefire victory with my one team, and I changed it at the last second because I thought, hey, I want something a bit more competitive, and I can't even tell you who I had. Do you remember who?
Roy, I will tell you. I don't know who you had to begin with, but who you chose to go with was Northwest Cabarrus against Concord.
Okay. Did I lose?
Roy, you did not lose. You have a victory. You won 42-13.
Yeah!
Oh,
wow, you were nervous Nelly over there.
Now I'm nervous. I took Weddington.
Oh, I'm not handcuffed to him. Woo!
Lauren, do you want to know?
No, I don't want to know.
You won as well.
Okay.
Weddington won 45-13.
Whew. Okay, so now we have Nicole and Maney. There's
I took Charlotte Country Day. They were undefeated, I thought.
And Maney, you lost.
I did?
You lost again.
Who'd they lose to?
They lost to Christ School. They lost 20-27.
Oh, my God. I can't catch a break. Really? Nobody's done me any favors.
And you came out of the gates so hot, man. You were undefeated. We all had a loss before you.
I know.
You picked a surefire win.
I'm going to be handcuffed to myself. My record's so bad.
Yeah, can we just handcuff you to, like, the studio?
Yeah, just handcuff me to, like, a telephone pole. I think I deserve it. Wow. Who did you pick?
I chose North Lincoln against Lincolnton, and they very much
and they won.
Okay.
All right. Well, congrats, everybody. I think we only have, like, 2 weeks left.
Yeah, so Roy, Lauren, and myself, we are all 10-1 now.
Okay.
And Maney, you're 7-4.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Hell of a competition that we have brewing here. I've lost 3 weeks in a row, by the way.
Next with the Maney, Roy, and Lauren show.
And I can't believe that. You're good at sports.
Yeah, not high school, though. Yeah. It's too hard, man. It's just, you guys are better than me at it. Hey, don't go too far because I want to talk to you, producer Nicole. You had a great weekend. There was a big surprise party for the weekend, and there was an even bigger surprise at the surprise party. We'll explain coming up in less than 10 minutes with Maney, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Here on KISS 95.1, Nicole, post-birthday celebration.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm 28 now.
Yeah.
Hopefully I haven't outgrown y'all.
A lot more mature.
Yeah.
Well, we celebrated here in the studio on Friday, but your birthday was actually yesterday.
It was. So it was legitimately a full weekend of birthday stuff. And my mom's coming in town on Wednesday, and her birthday's Saturday. So we always share, obviously, cool. Birthday. But so Wednesday, we'll get to celebrate, too.
So yesterday, you went to the Panthers game and saw the Panthers whoop up on the Tennessee Titans?
Yes, which that was a lot of fun. And our big boss gave me, like, his good seats. So that was really nice. Cool to be that close.
That is cool.
And then Friday, like, didn't really do anything. Saturday, Kylie surprised me. For the past month, I was just told, like, hey, you got to, like, there's a surprise. Turns out we went indoor skydiving.
Oh, you did go. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was cool. Super awesome.
So you thought that was the surprise?
I thought that was the surprise.
Okay.
So afterwards, I'm, like, planning the day. NC State plays, and we have a really cool NC State bar in Plaza Midwood. So I was like, let's go there, get some lunch, yada, yada. But, like, looking back on it now, there were so many signs. Like, I was like, hey, should I, like, stop by, like, get Finley on the way to the bar? And she's like, no, I don't want to sit outside. And I was like, okay. And I was wearing, like, basketball shorts. And I was like, I don't really want to wear basketball shorts to a bar. Like, let's go home and, like, let me change real quick. You'll be fine. Like, you're wearing NC State shorts. You're going to watch an NC State game. Yeah. And I was like, fine. Jeez. Tough crowd.
By the way, State got crushed, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. So I'm, like, at the bar. And, like, she's trying, she's, like, on her phone the whole time.
Orchestrating everything.
And the funny thing is I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, not, like, looking over her to, like, see. But at one point, she's like, look at who I'm texting. Like, chill. Like, I'm not texting anybody.
Right.
And there were, like, weird people in a group message. But I was like, okay, like, whatever,
didn't
sketch.
Put two and two together that there was a bunch of people waiting in your apartment to surprise you.
I was like, whatever, sketch. And so then we leave at halftime because the game was awful. So I was like, let's go home. So go back. And I'm, like, walking in to my place. And meanwhile, complaining about the game. Like, my head's turned. I'm like, awful game. Like, why can't they get it together? Like, and the next thing you know, everyone pops up and is like, surprise! And if you see the video, I mean, I don't think I've ever had a surprise like that before, and it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, we'll post that up at the MRL show on our story. You could go see producer Nicole's surprise at her party. That, on a side note, another surprise, Nicole, none of us were at.
Well, it's not to say that you two weren't invited.
You didn't go?
I was working a remote broadcast for the radio station at McDonald's, and I texted her about it.
Wishing that he could have been there.
Yeah, sorry.
Y'all
didn't. And by the way, I responded to the RSVP about it, too. Boom.
Yeah, there was a whole, like, Facebook group and everything. And
which is crazy.
Yeah.
And then, like, meanwhile, like, halfway through, people are starting, like, trickling out. And I'm like, where's everyone going? Like, no one's saying bye. And my friend Casey's just, like, feeding me shots. And I'm like, where'd everyone go? They're like, oh, they're getting more alcohol. They're getting more alcohol. Meanwhile, for the whole past hour, Kylie thought my cat escaped. And so they are walking miles, like, with treats, shaking it. Now, all of my neighbors now know that yesterday was my birthday because they're like, oh, you're the one that had the surprise party, but the cat went missing, so everyone left the surprise party to go get the cat.
That's awesome.
Meanwhile, the cat was never missing.
Meanwhile, the cat was scared of everybody under my bed.
That's funny.
And it's a good hiding spot.
Yeah.
That's a good hiding spot. Yeah, I mean, sorry I couldn't make it. You know, family stuff and... anyway, and it was your friends from the bachelorette party. What do you want with me there? You know?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that your invite was empty. They didn't really...
Nobody came to me to say, hey, is this a good idea? Should we throw a surprise party for Nicole? Do you have any details? I just got the invite, and I'm like, oh, I can't make
don't
that.
Don't ever plan a surprise party for me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
She gets enough of us during the week. Like, that's my thing. Like, you don't want to deal with...
That was for you and your friends.
Thank you.
Good for them. They did a good job.
We would go to your surprise party and make it about us.
We would.
Yeah, complain about it.
I would have been like, hey, go look outside, and then just lock y'all out.
Roy and I would definitely come out like 10 minutes after everybody else did and yell surprise and be like, nobody told us you were here. That's what we would do.
I'm so glad you RSVP'd now. Still to
come. Well, we're glad you had fun. Happy birthday, producer Nicole.
Thank you.
From a happy story to a more sad, shocking story.
Yeah, when you're like going through life and you're like, everything's really good right now, and then something happens. Yeah, that happened to me. But it could really happen to anybody, and I'll tell you what it is coming up in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Are you chilly? You should be. It's 33 degrees outside right now in the Queen City.
It's cold.
So cold.
But jump in Loren's car where it's warm and the seats are heated.
They're not.
You don't have a...
I don't even have an automatic start on this car.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a fancy car you drive, too.
Ain't that fancy.
Well, the news gets worse for Loren. Not only does she not have that fancy car that starts automatically and the heated seats, but you got more bad news last week.
Yeah. You know when, like, everything's going really well in your life and you're like, I just feel like something's going to happen. And that's an awful, like, way to live your life. But unfortunately, I was, like, waiting for the other shoe to drop, they say. And it did. I came home one day last week and there were like 5 packages at my house, which is not abnormal for me. Like I am self-admittedly an online shopping addict.
Yes.
And my husband goes, geez, what did you buy? And I go, honestly, I didn't buy anything this week. Like, I don't know what it is. So
you were as surprised as he was.
Yeah. And of course he doesn't believe me. So we open the first package and it's like men's hats. And I'm like, well, that's weird because I surely did not, order that. We open the second package and it's like a pair of like stretchy jeans for like an old man.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, like, are you catching my drift now, Dallas? Because clearly I didn't order this.
Right.
And I don't know where it came from. I have no idea. So we open the third package and it's like slip covers for chairs.
Mm.
And he's like, looking at me, he's like, I don't understand. I was like, well, neither do I. I open my mail. There's 2 credit cards there. So somebody has stolen my identity and not only opened these 2 credit cards, but has been running up a tab. And I don't know if it's somebody like in the neighborhood who got into my mail or if it...
Why would they send the package to you? That's the most idiotic thing.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Because I'm like, well, maybe they thought they could intercept it on the porch before... I got home, but I have no idea. The only other thing I can think of is that they were trying to order stuff to see if they could swing it first and then maybe change the mailing address.
That's even more dumb because you're bringing attention to it the moment it arrives at the house.
No idea.
What if, because I mean, I get credit cards all the time in the mail that people, you know, want me to open up credit cards. What if when your son is watching things on your iPad, he's going on little shopping sprees and he doesn't know it?
No way. There's no way.
No, because
he's not unsupervised for that long on the iPad to be able to purchase five different things.
Besides those packages.
And open two credit cards.
Anything else happen?
As far as I know, not yet. But then I had to call these two credit card companies and, you know, they have to verify your information. And when I gave him my information, he said, oh, well, whoever opened this has your social security number. They have an old phone number for you and your current address. So I'm like, good. So,
oh, hey, but on your side, it looks like you have the dumbest criminal ever. He sent the packages to you.
Ruining my credit. And, yeah, and you know, the crazy thing is that my husband and I just, we just bought a house not too long ago. So like I knew what my credit score was. And then I get updates from my bank, like anytime you like either grow or take a hit. And I got a hit on my credit, like not too long ago. And I asked my husband and I was like, hey, you don't have like our financial guy running anything on my credit, right? And he's like, no. He's like, it shouldn't. And then this happened. And I was like, oh, there it is.
That's why.
Yep.
So did you contact the police or how does that work?
So I guess like between the credit cards, it wasn't enough to like have the police involved.
Mm-hmm.
But when I talked to the companies that all these things came from and then the two credit cards, they were able to close it. And there was only like $75 on this card, $100 on this card, $200 on this card. It wasn't like anything over $200.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah.
That sucks for you, man.
It's a lot of loose ends to tie up. You got to call people and then you got to get letters to send to the credit card agencies. It's a whole thing.
My information's on the black web or dark web, the black market.
Yeah, dark web.
Dark web, and you could buy my information. And so I'm constantly dealing with
it. And that's what I'm afraid is going to happen to me now because somebody actually has my social security number.
Yeah, and you can't change that, can you?
I don't think you can change your social.
You can. It's a thing.
You have to become someone else.
It's a whole thing to do.
Your new name is Lauren.
No.
It just feels very I feel very violated because somebody clearly, like, to get my new address, you would have to know, you know, where I live.
Right.
So I don't know.
Oh, that sucks. Well, keep us updated, man. Let us know if the guy purges and buys anything else.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got that new ring now so I can see when things come to the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I can see if somebody's trying to pick up packages at my house.
Right. Take your earbuds out for a minute, if you would, please.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a Lorenz credit card, I am a size 10 and a half shoe.
Shut up, Manny. I can still hear you. You jerk.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show.
By the way, I donated everything that came to my house.
Good.
Like, oh, that's nice.
Good for you.
I don't know what we would do with it.
So. I would have resold it, trying to get some money back for the lawn.
That sucks, Loren. All right. Well, maybe Roy can put a smile on your face this morning, Loren, with a senseless survey. It's brand new.
It is brand new. And one of our quicker ones where I asked the guy, I said, hey, tell me, is this Jimbo? I always love it when I approach him pretending to be their friend because they get caught so off guard. And he buys into it. You got to hear this brand new senseless survey in 5 minutes.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Jimbo, my man!
Hello?
What's going on, dude?
Not much.
Yeah, man. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. You're on your record a line for quality assurance. I'm wrapping up your paperwork, and I got about three questions missing here. I got to ask you, Jimbo.
Okay, great.
Great. Now, listen. Are you aware that getting stoned meant something completely different back in the biblical days?
Yes.
It wasn't a good time, I can assure that. And when you're at the hotel, do you ask when breakfast begins or when breakfast service ends?
Ends.
Oh,
are these really questions from the Census Bureau?
Yeah, well, we have to ask a bunch of things. Do you know that your internal voice doesn't have to breathe? So technically, you can scream internally forever.
Is that a question or is that a statement?
What do you want it to be?
I think that's just a statement.
If you pee in your dream and then you actually wet the bed, is it fair to say that dreams come true?
I
don't think so.
And do you think missing socks and missing Tupperware are hanging out somewhere together? Having a good old time, Jimbo?
No. I don't think that this is a real phone call, and I don't really have time for this.
It's interesting, though, the human body can give birth to another human body, but it can't regenerate organs or critical body parts. I mean, like, don't you think that if your kidney goes bad, you should just go another?
That would be really cool, but clearly this is not a real phone call, and I want to figure out who you guys are because I don't really have time for this, and I got to go.
Okay, Senseless Bureau, have a good one.
Jimbo.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
By the way, if you want us to do a Census Bureau on someone you know, DM us at the MRL show. That's how we find these people.
All right, so Kelly Clarkson, she made a big announcement that she is headed to Las Vegas, the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood, to be precise. And she's going to be doing a residency kicking off on April 1st. Now, she's got dates in April, July, August, and September of 2020.
Which is nuts, by the way, because she's also doing a daily talk show and she's doing The Voice Live.
Yeah, so she's doing so much.
I don't know how.
Well, I wonder if she will do what Seacrest does, where, like, you're just flying all over the place, or will she move her studio audience to Las Vegas?
She said she's going to try to film 3 to 4 episodes for the daily talk show, bank them.
All at the same
and
time.
And then play time zone hopscotch or whatever.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, so John Legend and his wife, Chrissy Teigen, were out at Universal Studios LA and drinking wine, of course. Well, her husband jumped up on stage and decided to do, Manny, can you pull up some audio?
I got it.
Okay. And decided to do his own drunk rendition of All of Me.
That's funny.
That was from Chrissy's Twitter. She shared that video with us, which is kind of, you know, they're such a great couple. Like, they can just kind of taunt at each other and, like, still have fun. Where I would think that other singers' wives would be like, bad publicity, get off the stage, you know?
Yeah, but it works for them.
It totally works for them, and I love it. All right, so Kanye West. People are calling this the Fire Fest of brunches. he was doing his Sunday service, and he teamed up with a church, and the church was charging people $55 for what they called brunchella.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
When people showed up for $55, all they got were a couple pancakes, 2 pieces of bacon, and a little slice of sausage.
Aww.
Hey, by the way, that sounds like a good breakfast.
Yeah, but like, if you see it on the plate... It doesn't look great.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Well, everyone knows all the money goes to the big guy, Lord Christian.
Right. Amen.
Yep.
So, brunchella was not a hit. And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, of course, will take place. This is their 93rd year in New York City. And the lineup is starting to come out now. Now, they already have Natasha Bedingfield, Black Eyed Peas, Ciara, Idina Menzel, Leah Michelle, and Chris Young all going to perform, which, of course, will go off on Thanksgiving Day.
I prefer the balloons over the performances.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like it all. It's just like
old school.
Such a tradition in our house to turn that on while we're putting turkeys in the oven.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hate the obnoxious lip syncing.
I know.
They just play the album track. They play the album track. They don't even pretend to make it sound like it's live.
I know.
It's like crystal clear
Broadway show.
Yeah, it's crystal clear audio, and you're like,
just dance around for me. I'm only half paying attention anyway. Leroy the turkey has my full attention.
You name your turkey, then you
every single year his name is Leroy.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You're brutal.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. They're hanging out with the turkey in the backyard, and then there's the moment. And
no.
Anybody have a calendar? Leroy wants to know. How close are we?
All right. I need you to eat that extra grain.
Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine and find someone to beat her this morning.
All right, she's got 3 wins. 704-570-9595. Call now and take Lorraine down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Carrie, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, I hear you're not alone playing Can't Beat Loren today in the car.
That's right. I got my three kids.
Who are they? Shout them out.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Got Will, Mason, and Audra.
All right, let's see how four against one does.
All right. Loren, get out of the studio.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Loren is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Carrie, if you're like so many others, you know exactly where you need to be, and you know if you're running late, if you're not in a certain spot when Can't Beat Loren hits the air. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
We try every morning on the way to school, and we finally got through. This is our first time.
Yeah, we hear that from everyone. If I don't pass such and such a street when Can't Beat Loren starts, I know I'm going to be late. Well, here we go. You guys, let's see how you do. This now talk show host and first ever American Idol winner is the latest artist to announce a Las Vegas residency. Who is that?
Kelly Clarkson.
And congrats to Lady Gaga, who just landed her next movie role. She'll star in a movie about the Gucci family. Now, this will be her first movie since which movie with Bradley Cooper?
A Star is Born.
And Macy's will once again kick off the holiday season in the Big Apple. The 93rd annual Thanksgiving Day parade lineup was announced, and Kelly Rowland is going to be performing. We know Kelly when she's part of what girl band with Beyonce?
Destiny's Child.
Demi Moore and her daughters were the latest guests on the Red Table Talk. Will Smith's wife started this Facebook Watch series that is actually really interesting. Who is she? Will Smith's wife.
Jada Smith.
And question five, Steve Carell and Jen Aniston star in Apple TV's The Morning Show. Now, Apple says it's not based on this anchor who was fired from NBC for misconduct. What's his name?
I have no idea.
All right. You might win, Loren says it if she knows it. Come on in, Loren.
All right. How did they do?
Carrie got four correct.
Okay.
All right, Loren, with the sun blasting in her eyes.
Right in my face.
It's a balmy 37 degrees outside, and Loren's getting blasted by the sun in the studio. This now talk show host and first ever American Idol winner is the latest artist to announce a Las Vegas residency.
Kelly Clarkson.
1-1.
And congrats to Lady Gaga, who just landed her next movie role. She's going to start a movie about the Gucci family. Now, this will be her first movie since she started this movie with Bradley Cooper.
A Star is Born.
2-2.
Macy's is once again going to kick off the holiday season in the Big Apple with the 93rd annual Thanksgiving Day parade. And the lineup was just announced, and Kelly Rowland is going to be performing. She starred in what former girl band with Beyonce?
Destiny's Child.
Thank you.
3-3.
Demi Moore and her daughters were the latest guests on Red Table Talk. It's a show that Will Smith's wife started on Facebook, and it's a really good show, actually. Who is his wife?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
4-4.
Steve Carell and Jen Aniston star in Apple TV's The Morning Show. It came out this past weekend. Apple says that it's not based on this anchor who was fired from NBC for misconduct.
Matt Lauer.
That is correct. No answer from Carrie. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you have four wins.
But if you watch it, it's clearly about Matt Lauer.
It is.
Yeah. All right, Carrie, kids, let's hear it. Not quite a win for you.
I'm Carrie from Rock Hill, and we cannot beat Loren.
Thanks so much for playing, Carrie.
Thank you. Bye.
Still to come.
I think she was dropping the kids off while we were playing, while you were answering the questions. So I heard her say thank you, and then I heard a door ding. Parents, man, you got to keep parenting and play Can't Beat Loren. It's not easy.
You're multitasking like a queen.
All right, let's go ahead and give away some Jonas Brothers tickets. That's going to be coming up around 8 o'clock.
Yep, we're going to play Know the Joe Bro at 8:05. But first, we got to get to an unfriended. We haven't done one of these in a while. Phoebe wants to find out why Sydney would unfriend her. After all, they've been friends for 5 years. What's going on in their relationship that made Sydney say, I can't be friends with you anymore on social media? We'll find out live on the radio together in just about 7 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kids 95.1, who is
got
this?
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Loren. Kids 95.1.
Phoebe, you sent us a message and said that your friend, longtime friend, Sydney, unfriended you on Facebook, and you want to know why.
Yeah, so I actually went to, well, we've been friends for 5 years, and I went to go look at some pictures on her Facebook because our kids are the same age, and I wanted to see what she ended up doing for their costume. And when I went to her page, it said add friend, and I was like, wait, add friend, we are friends. And then I realized she must have unfriended me at some point. I wasn't able to see anything, and obviously I was going to have to add friends.
Yep, and let me tell you, It's not easy to do. You have to click like two different options to actually unfriend somebody. So,
so it's not a mistake.
Yeah, no, you've been unfriended, Phoebe.
We're giving Sydney no way out of this.
I'm sorry. I'm like, that's why I know that. That's why I'm calling you guys.
Yeah.
But I want to know why, because, I mean, there's been no telling signs in our friendship over the last several months that anything was awry, you know? We used to trick-or-treat together because we lived in the same neighborhood. That was kind of our thing every year. So I just wanted to kind of catch up and see, you know, her kids' costumes and all the candy they got.
All right. Well, good news. You gave us Cindy's number, and I see producer Nicole talking to Sydney off the air. Now, Sydney doesn't know why she's coming on the radio, but Nicole will give us thumbs up and let us know that we are allowed to put her through. And then when we put Sydney on, just ask her. That's the best way that unfriended works.
Okay. I'm actually a little nervous now. I feel like I'm kind of blindsiding her, but okay. This sounds great.
Okay. Sydney.
Hello?
Sydney, welcome to the Mandy Roy of the Rim Morning Show. Thank you so much for joining with us here on the radio, okay?
No problem.
Hi, Phoebe's on the line as well.
Hey,
oh, okay.
Phoebe.
Hi.
Listen, I hope you're good. I hope the kids are good. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering why you unfriended me on Facebook. Really? Well, you didn't really.
I'm like in the middle of getting the kids ready. Like, I have so much to do today.
Phoebe wanted to know, so she called us, and Sydney, we do something called Unfriended, where we try and help out. We'll mediate. So what's the sitch?
Okay, all right. Well, this is really, it's stupid and embarrassing, but I just, like, because, like, I just couldn't take it anymore. I could not.
What couldn't you take?
Like, what? On Halloween, I was just on my Facebook. You just dominated my feed. You were posting the candy at every house. Like, pictures of your kids, holding the candy, several different angles, every single house. That was my feed, nonstop. Constantly, and I mean,
right now, that's what you're gonna say. You're not even gonna say how cute Sarah's costume was, being Elsa from Frozen. But
you know what? Can I just say that, Sydney, it seems like there's something a bit deeper going on. Like, after just one day of Phoebe posting a crap ton of photos.
It's not just like one day. It's every day. She posts like five things.
Hold on, Phoebe, let her talk.
I couldn't take it anymore. It was just like Thursday was like the last straw. I just didn't want to do it anymore. Like, if you want to know, like, how I'm doing, just call me. You could just text me. We could hang out. But if I have to watch my feed blow up with the most mundane crap, I'm just gonna, like, I can't take it anymore.
Sydney, could you have maybe just hid her post? Or is this something where if she slows down, you'll refriend her? Or are you, like, done with the relationship?
I mean, I'm kind of done with the relationship with, like, social media. I'm not done with my relationship with Phoebe, per se. I had to take a break, and maybe I overreacted and was like, I can't stand this.
Okay, well, first, I just want to say, I guess thanks for talking this out on the radio. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but second of all,
you kind of did.
We've been friends for a long time. You know I love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sarah's little Elsa costume was so cute. And then Brian's little thing one, and then thing two with his little friend from school was so cute. And, you know, I just use Facebook to share, and I just thought, you know, especially because you moved away and we didn't get to do Halloween together. I was so surprised that I didn't get any lights on my pictures. Now it all makes sense.
Okay. All right. Listen, here, you asked, Phoebe, and you got your answer. You overpost on Facebook and you really overdid it on Thursday. So maybe give it a couple weeks and try and request a friendship again on Facebook.
Let everything cool off.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you guys can text.
No, I'm not going to request it. Can we just figure this out now? You're going to refund me, right, Sydney?
Not if you're going to keep boasting obnoxiously, no. I It's gross. You should be on there to connect with people.
Your posting is gross. Okay.
Maybe I need to take like a Facebook etiquette class or something.
All right. You guys continue being good friends, though. That's the most.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Important thing here, okay?
I want to thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Phoebe. Sydney, thanks for coming on.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show, Kiss 95.1, with a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers for their Happiness Begins tour in Charlotte, Wednesday, November 20th. You can get your tickets right now, of course. But let's go to call number 9. This is Tree. Tree, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Concord, North Carolina.
Tree and Concord. Are you ready? Do you know your Jonas Brothers?
I do, I think.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
What do you mean?
How are you just normally talking to this kid and his name's Tree?
Well, what do you want me to say?
T-R-I.
Is it a T-R-I?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, I was going to say, is it a nickname? Did you fall out of one when you were a kid and you kept the nickname? All right.
No.
Here we go.
Okay, let's go ahead and play a little round of Know Your Joe Bro. This Joe Bro got married in India and then had a second celebration in Belmont. Who is it?
Nick Donat.
That is correct.
Look at you.
Wow. Were you there? You answered that like you were there, Tree.
I know this stuff.
Okay.
It's too easy.
All right, let's see if we can trip you up here. Sophie Turner, who played Sansa Stark on the Smash.
Joe.
Wow. Lorraine, your turn.
All right. This Joe Bro is married to Danielle and was part of a reality show on E! Called Married to Jonas.
What?
What'd you say, buddy?
I guess that has to be Kevin.
Tree's awesome. I want to hang out with Tree. This guy's awesome.
Tree went 3 for 3.
Yeah.
No. Tree, you got yourself a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers Wednesday, awesome. November 20th.
Thank you.
That's not all, dude. You can actually now potentially get upgraded to front row. You're in the running. Everybody
What? I heard.
I know. It's amazing. The pool that we have, where we're going to try to get you upgraded. We'll give you a call if you're one of the ones selected. If you want to win, we do have another chance with AJ with the Ticks at 6. Of course, you could always then go online as well and buy them at anywhere you buy tickets. Okay.
Is that it, Tree? You got anything else you want to chat about this morning?
No, I'm good. Thank you, guys.
All right. Congratulations, bud. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow morning in the 6 o'clock hour, like somewhere around 6:38 tomorrow morning. You get your shot at tickets to go see the Joe Bros at the Spectrum Center, okay?
Okay.
All right. That was fun, wasn't it, Lorraine?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It was fun. Very funny. Tree's was a very funny man. All right, we've got a senseless survey we've got to get to coming up in less than 10 minutes.
By the way, this guy's name is Jim. And not only do I move past the fact of calling him Jimmy, I call him Jimbo as if we're buds. Yeah, just set the tone of our prank phone call. It's a brand new senseless survey in 5.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the senseless bureau calling.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Now, Roy's random survey from the senseless bureau.
Hello?
Jimbo, my man!
Hello?
What's going on, dude?
Not much.
Yeah, man. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. You're on your record line for quality assurance. I'm wrapping up your paperwork, and I got about 3 questions missing here. I got to ask you, Jimbo.
Okay, great.
Great. Now, listen, are you aware that getting stoned meant something completely different back in the biblical days?
Yes.
It wasn't a good time, I can assure that. And when you're at the hotel, do you ask when breakfast begins or when breakfast service ends?
Ends.
Oh, so you're...
Are these really questions from the Census Bureau?
Yeah, well, we have to ask a bunch of things. Do you know that your internal voice doesn't have to breathe? So technically, you can scream internally forever.
Is that a question or is that a statement?
What do you want it to be?
I think that's just a statement.
If you pee in your dream, and then you actually wet the bed, is it fair to say that that dreams come true?
I don't think so.
And do you think missing socks and missing Tupperware are hanging out somewhere together? Having a good old time, Jimbo?
No, I don't think that this is a real phone call, and I don't really have time for this.
It's interesting, though, the human body can give birth to another human body, but it can't regenerate organs or critical body parts. I mean, like, don't you think that if your kidney goes bad, you should just go another?
That would be really cool, but clearly this is not a real phone call, and I want to figure out who you guys are because I don't really have time for this, and I got to go.
Okay, Senseless Bureau, have a good one.
Jimbo.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Harry Styles, you know, he's dipped his toe into acting before, and he did turn down the role as Prince Eric in the live-action version of The Little Mermaid, but he just revealed in an interview that he wouldn't mind playing James Bond.
Hey.
Yeah, he says the role of 007 is like one of those things that he thinks everybody grew up watching and anybody would want to play.
Superman. I'd like to play Superman.
Hmm.
If I could play some sort of a character. What are you so surprised about? I don't have the muscles to fill out that suit?
Yeah, there's just a lot of surprising things with that.
Big belly.
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid Live. I saw the commercials for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming on ABC. It's with Shaggy.
Yeah, not Harry Styles is not in it. And there's two versions of this thing, by the way?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. So they're two different casts, which is kind of confusing. But the live version, I think Queen Latifah came out. She's playing the Sea Witch, Ursula. And she came out and said that they will be doing parts of it live, but then some of it will be recorded as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I just think it's funny that Shaggy, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Is part of this cast.
So I guess there's been rumors floating around online that Wayne Brady is part of the Masked Singer. And Wendy Williams had him on her show, and he addressed those rumors.
If you want to know if that's me, go to iTunes and buy my last record. Then you can listen. Then you can listen, because I'm not going to go a bit, because I'm a pretty damn good singer. The more I fight, the more the internet conspiracy is, I told you, his left leg was moving. It's him. He's the fox.
He sounds angry about it.
He does. And, you know, I wonder,
he wanted to be on the show.
Yeah, maybe he's, like, salty about it.
It sounds to me from that clip, Roy, that he's mad that people think he sings that bad.
Yeah.
That's what he says. Go to my iTunes because I can sing.
Yeah,
and
I'm
that person's
really
not singing.
Yeah.
Dude, take it easy. It's just for fun.
I like that he plugged his own music.
Yeah.
Okay, so Demi Moore, she's got out this new book, which I've already read. And her kids, Rumor and Tallulah, were both on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith. And Rumor says that when her mom was overdosing, it was maybe the scariest moment of her life.
I was there in the other room with 911 panicking because I'm like, either my mom's going to die and I'm not going to be in the room and I'm going to feel the guilt of that for the rest of my life. Or I'm going to be there and see this image of my mom and that I will never get out of my head. So like what I do. Or I'm going to have to call my sisters in the morning and tell them that my mom died and they're never going to talk to her again.
Hmm.
I know, so scary. The book was good.
You had the audiobook.
Yeah.
Where Demi talked to you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I like the audiobooks, driving back and forth from work, you know?
Yeah.
It's early in the morning.
It's nice. It's good.
Okay. So, what's hot? What's trending? All of my friends have these ear pods, right? And I'm afraid that if I buy ear pods, I'm going to lose them.
You will.
Because they don't have a cord on them. I lose my corded ones all the time. Like, what's going to happen with two individual little things that just float around my bag, right?
Yep.
Well, there is a iPhone case now that has a little notch in the back that you can put your earbuds into.
Oh.
So you keep it all together so they're not, like, randomly floating around somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
All right. Thank you, Loren. We need the MRL Show fam's help here. And it's not often we ask for your help. We'll never beg you to call us. We just like when you share your stories. But if anybody had a first date this past weekend, would you give us a call? Because our crack group of writers in the back found the text that you have to send to guarantee a second date. Like, these are the texts that you need to lock in a second date. So if you had a really good first date, give us a call, 704-570-9595. Our writers say you need to do it this way to get that second date. Call us now if you went on a first date this weekend.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Roy, you were asking for it. We found someone who went on a date this weekend.
Yes, we have Priscilla and Gaffney. By the way, I was just at the Big Peach yesterday. I went down to the outlets to go furniture shopping, and I didn't realize everything down there opens up after 1:30. So here I am sitting there at 11 a.m. going, what do I do now?
On a Sunday?
Yeah. Anyways,
Priscilla. Tell us about your date this weekend, Priscilla. Where'd you meet the person?
I would be happy to. Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. This gentleman, I actually was my server in a restaurant I went to. Three times over, he waited on me, and we just had that eye contact, that thing when you know. He asked for my number and said he'd had a hard day, was like, look, I know this is last minute and unprofessional, but I need nature. I want to go to a bonfire, a waterfall, something. And I thought it's kind of late notice to take you to a waterfall. But we had a really impromptu bonfire session.
That's
in
fun.
My backyard, right? And went and got food the whole night yard and kind of just behaved like kids for a night. It was great.
It sounds cool. It sounds like you're giddy.
I'm driving home right now from said date, so it was really synchronicity when I heard you guys on the radio.
That's so funny. That's awesome. In fact, Loren's giddy for you. Listen to this. That's her laugh that we got last week.
Okay, well,
oh my gosh, that's a great laugh.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so these are some smooth texts that can lock in a second date, okay? So what I'll do is I'll tell you the situation, and then I'll tell you what to send, okay?
Okay.
All right, so...
I need it.
So let's say the date didn't go as great as you would hope, but you still think there's potential. You could just send the simple text of, second time's the charm, ? I'm down if you're down.
Like, maybe he didn't get off on the right foot. Yeah. Maybe someone was late. Spilled something at the table. Okay, I like that.
Things did go great, and you're looking for the icebreaker to start talking about the second date, you should text, hey, I'm still thinking about that insert moment memory here that we had last night. Just me, ?
All right, that's not bad.
That's the one you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had a great first date, so you need to lock in that second one.
So you can say, hey, I loved hanging out with you by the bonfire. Or if something more interesting happened after that, you could put that in, if you know what I mean.
What are you implying, Roy?
She's driving back from it right now. I think you know what I'm implying.
It's a tense. When are we doing that again?
You don't need the article. Any other good ones there that we need to hit on?
Yes. So let's say, did your match go out of the way on the first date? Showing the appreciation could be the way to get the second date. So you could say, thanks again for such a fun night out. I honestly think that's exactly what I needed after such a long week.
Oh, that's such a good text.
That is a good text. It makes somebody feel good, and it kind of opens the door for you.
Mm.
Yep. Let's say you had an amazing restaurant. You could text saying, hey, not going to lie, I already dream about going back there ASAP.
Yeah. Priscilla, maybe you could say you ran out of wood. Got any wood? You know, for your bonfire.
Right? Mm. Not for what you're driving back from.
Right. No.
You seriously haven't sent him anything yet? Loren laugh gets me every time. You haven't sent anything to him yet?
I haven't. I was overanalyzing it. So this phone call with you guys is great. It's the affirmation that was needed. Like, just go for it.
That's right. You know what you do? Just tell him to go listen to the Kiss 95.1 podcast at like 10:15. It'll be up this morning. And just say, hey, listen about 3/4 of the way through, and you might hear someone that sounds familiar.
Oh, wow.
Do you think he'd probably get freaked out by that?
No, I don't know. He was laying it on thick, man. He probably thought, in all fairness, I was coming into the restaurant excessively. And I was like, look, no, I come here twice a week.
Oh, this is awesome. All right.
Plan.
Have him go listen to the podcast, and we'll see if that helps you guys out. And then please call us back later on this week around this time so we could keep up with what's going on in your life. We're now involved.
We now have an entire team supporting this union.
We do.
In fact, may go on your next day with you.
You guys are wonderful.
Yeah, the next time Roy gets down to Gaffney early on a Sunday, he can just catch up with you guys for brunch.
It's a date. Actually, fun fact, of all the restaurants they could have put under that peach, it is a Fats Cafe, so there is a fat peach.
Yeah.
In the sky.
A little Gaffney humor for you this morning.
Now you know.
All right. Hold on a second.
I don't stick it in my butter in it.
Oh, my God.
Priscilla, hold on, okay? Hold on. All right.
In case he listens back to the podcast, we'll just throw that in there.
Yeah. How dare you, Priscilla.
Holy cow.
Hey, get Priscilla's information, because we always want to keep an eye on what's going on in the world. Especially with our awesome listeners. Thank you so much. Good luck, everybody, getting that second.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hey, Manny.
Yeah.
I meant to bring this up earlier, but I heard that you owe someone on the show some money.
Oh.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Is it you?
It's not me.
Collections is coming.
But I heard it's a decent amount, too, and I'd want it back if it were me.
I honestly, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not that I don't believe you, but...
Get your wallet out.
Let me broker this deal.
Okay.
I want my cut, though.
All right. I'm going to find out what's going on here and who I owe money to in less than 10 minutes, I guess.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
There is some drama brewing.
Hold on. It might not necessarily be drama. I just found out that I owe somebody money, and I can't for the life of me think who it is.
Oh, yeah. You owe somebody somewhere around $50.
Did someone say something to you like, hey, Manny hasn't paid me yet?
No. I remember it happening, and then I asked this person if you had ever given cash back, and they said no.
Manny.
What?
You don't remember after Gravediggers.
Oh, I owe you money.
What we did.
You're right. Oh, yeah.
After the concert.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
where
yeah,
we
yeah.
went.
You're right. I am so sorry.
What happened?
Nothing. I don't want to get into all of it
I
now.
Do. There's $53 on the line.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of
Why
money.
Why are you borrowing $53?
Yeah.
From our producer.
Yeah.
I forgot to Venmo you. I'll Venmo you right now. I'm so sorry.
What was the funds
Nothing.
Used for? Why is he so ashamed of what these funds are used for?
I'm not ashamed. It's just, you know, it's embarrassing.
Like
it's not embarrassing what we did. We went to Uptown Cabaret, proud sponsor here on Kiss 95.1.
Okay.
So what's the problem? Why wouldn't you just pay the money back immediately?
You want to do it? You want me to say it?
Why did I need to borrow $53?
Well, there was a charge of $40 for a lap dance that Manny wanted to buy his wife. And the extra $13 comes from him needing the cash, and the ATM dispense there, it charges you $13.
Oh, my
God.
To get cash out.
So,
really?
Bucks?
That's the ATM thing?
Yeah. Before you think I'm a cheapo who needed lap dance money, let me explain something. And by the way, if there's younger ears in the car, we apologize. This is an adult conversation that I realize we're getting into now. After Gravediggers, we went with a group. My wife, Nicole, and her friends went to Uptown Cabaret.
Yeah.
And I bought the first round of drinks, and I gave the waitress my debit card. And so I didn't get it back in time. But Kylie, Nicole's partner, and I went and found someone to dance for Amanda, who was having a good time. You know, she's into that kind of thing. So I'm like, I don't have cash because my debit card is over there, and I've already turned my $20 into singles. Can we stop? Forget it. So I said, Nicole,
can you buy my wife a lap dance?
Because I'm like, so I forgot about this. Hold on, this is good.
Okay.
So she comes over and it's $20 for a personal little private dance, right? One dance, one song is 3.5 minutes long. It wasn't enough because somebody was in front of us at the ATM machine and didn't know to hit the button to move on. Remember, we sat at the ATM machine for an hour waiting for some guy to get money.
Yeah, he didn't. He obviously had never been to an ATM.
So I'm running around the club like a chicken with his head cut off because I want to give this nice young lady money for
like it couldn't
doing
wait
a private
for the next
dance.
Song or you know.
She's just sitting on the couch waiting for her money.
Yeah, I said, hey, I'll get you another 20. Do another song. And my wife's like, okay. You don't need to, but okay. So I needed to give her $40 when really 20 was suffice, but I couldn't get to the ATM machine to bring her money back fast enough. Do you see what I'm saying? I was like, drag, pull it out.
Keep going.
Stretch.
Keep going.
I need more time to get this money.
And then we're like walking back with the money, and Amanda is just having like just normal conversation with her, sitting next to her on the couch, like waiting for her money.
So I might have just burned $53.
Wow.
Yeah, she got two songs. It was fun, though. It was a good time. Sorry, I just Venmo'd you. You should have your money now.
I got it.
I apologize for that. Come to me, though, if Dad owes you money.
I'm glad I could broker that deal.
I wish you guys made it out there, but we split up after the graveyard.
Yeah, Loren and I went to the Manchester. I'm gay and didn't want to go.
It's a really cool bar, though, but I get it.
It is. Yeah, it's a cool bar.
It's a good vibe. As long as you're not creepy.
Yeah,
we weren't creepy.
No, I know
they
we
took care of us. They put us right in the little VIP area.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Wow.
So thank you to the Uptown Cabaret. Thank you to Nicole.
Okay, I have more questions when we get off the air about what that entails.
Good, we'll put that up on the Rap Party Podcast.
Right.
We do a daily Rap Party Podcast. If you didn't know, we talk more about things that happened on the show that we couldn't get to, like Roy's questions.
All right, so make sure you download that coming up at 10:30.
Hey, will you explain to me what Chick-fil-A did that everybody made fun of over the weekend?
They screwed up. They said come to our store on a Sunday.
All right, we'll talk about that more just after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Man, you know, I'm so surprised that people still care about the chicken feuds. The chicken sandwich war?
The fast food war?
Yeah. So, if you didn't know, Popeye's chicken sandwich is back. It is back, which I didn't think people would neither, one, know, and two, care about. But I drove by at Popeye's, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I heard a lot of conspiracies, too, that people said that the first time they did the whole we ran out of chicken thing was all just a publicity stunt.
Oh, I don't believe
to
it.
To promote this. You don't believe that?
Don't, no,
I
don't believe.
Really?
I don't believe that. No, because they ran out for too long. I mean, they clearly went through months of supplies of chicken. and they had to recreate everything.
I guess.
You know, maybe if... I
still
know.
Haven't had it yet. Have you?
No.
I have not yet.
Nicole has. And you said it was everything that it's cracked up to be, right?
Yeah, no, I think it was, like, super good. Now, I waited. I did wait for the hype. Like, I waited 45 minutes for it.
Ugh.
I would never do that again.
Yeah.
This is not worth it.
Was it that good to wait 45 minutes for it?
No. I don't know.
Is there anything that good to wait 45 minutes for, Loren?
There's not.
No.
No.
There's not. Well, so Chick-fil-A, I even got this email because I'm one of the Chick-fil-A members. And they said, hey, come join us on National Chicken Day and get a chicken sandwich. Well, the problem is...
You're a Chick-fil-A member.
Of course I am, dude. I'm a Chick-fil-A reward.
I didn't even know there was a reward thing.
Yeah, man. You pop it up on your app, and they'll take it right to your window.
You have the Chick-fil-A app?
Of course I do. Of course I do. You don't?
No.
You get free chicken.
Okay, I guess I'm dumb.
Yeah, you is dumb.
Okay, all right. So you get a message.
I get a message. And saying, hey, come join us for National Chicken Day. It's November 3rd. Well, National Chicken Day is on a Sunday. Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a fail.
So Popeye's retweeted the fact they are inviting people to go on National Chicken Day and was like, seriously, y'all good? Which is what sparked the original Chicken Wars to begin with, that same type of a tweet. Now, Chick-fil-A did send out another email saying, well, this is awkward. We invited you to enjoy our chicken on National Chicken Day. However, all of our locations will be closed. You can still enjoy the wonderful chicken starting Monday through Saturday. But people were posting and having so much fun with this on Twitter. The messages are hilarious. A lot of people, surprisingly, defending Chick-fil-A. Posting articles about how much Chick-fil-A makes, saying, Popeyes, I think they are good.
Yeah.
And then say for the company, and then someone tweeted, said, for a company that is out of chicken sandwiches for one day, you're the company that was out of chicken sandwiches for months.
Right. To Popeyes.
Yeah, to Popeyes.
I'm surprised that Wendy's didn't get in on that because Wendy's Twitter is savage.
Yeah, they're chirpy.
You know, if I was Popeyes, I think I would have done like something even huge on a Sunday because of the fact Chick-fil-A is closed. Like I would have given away free chicken. Just really made people go nuts on Sundays for chicken.
You know, I don't ever crave Chick-fil-A except for on Sundays. Honest to God. Like I would go out Saturday night and wake up Sunday morning and be like, all I want is a chicken biscuit. And then I go, oh, it's Sunday. I can't get one anyway.
Right.
Only on Sunday mornings do I crave Chick-fil-A.
And by the way, we're talking about Popeyes and Chick-fil-A when Bojangles is the real king of chicken in this town.
I agree. Cajun filet biscuit. Oh, my God.
Their biscuits are delicious.
I even like the club, the lunch chicken sandwich. I'm a big fan of that.
and Bojangles broke my heart this year.
Why? What happened?
I was supposed to get my fried turkey for Thanksgiving at Bojangles, and they're not doing that this year.
What?
They're not doing deep fried turkeys.
Wait, you, they're
just
not doing
that
the
location?
No,
or...
they're not doing the frozen Cajun turkeys.
They're not doing. No, they're not doing turkeys for Thanksgiving this year.
Wow.
No way. I love that too.
I'm putting my name behind that. My name is Maney, and I read that somewhere.
That can't be right. They would always sell out.
I know.
Oh, maybe they're having a hard time finding turkey, like Popeye's had a hard time finding chicken.
Maybe it's too much prep work, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I used to love that.
Yeah, I know. Right? I do too. Okay. Tomorrow morning at 6:35.
I'm shook. Like that shook me to my core.
Make sure you're with the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show. We're gonna play a game called Know the Joe Bro. We've got tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers November 20th at the Spectrum Center. And if you win tickets with us or AJ tonight, you're automatically in the running to upgrade to floor seats. 6:35 Tuesday morning on KISS.
Wake up. The Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show. Wake up. KISS 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.